Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we talk to Executive Director for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Bob Baker, about the new staging building.
Speaking with Bob Baker, the Executive Director of the Sprint Car Hall of Fame here in Knoxville, we got a car inside the
new staging building. The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is very excited today to roll in Bobby Davis's sprint car, the last sprint car that Bobby Davis raced, generously donated a car to our museum a couple of years ago, and it's the first car we just rolled into our new staging facility. It sits right behind the rib shack across the parking lot from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
Now, this is the first sprint car in here. It will be the one that will actually was donated to the museum. So how many other sprint cars will there be in the staging area?
On the first level, the level we're standing on now, it will hold 36 sprint cars. It's measured out for 36 sprint cars. If in the future that space is ever filled, we can stack the cars three high. So we have the capability down the road of housing over 100 race cars in this facility. Hopefully the 36 race cars on the bottom level, that space will last us for a long time. And of course, our second level, our mezzanine level, will accommodate engines and race car parts. You know, the tail tanks, wings, hoods, body panels, all the parts off of race cars that are donated to our museum.
So now this is a staging area. How often will cars be switched out of here to be displayed at the museum?
Probably 2 to 3 times every month. So every month we're rotating cars in and out of the museum. As we talked earlier, most of the cars in our museum are loaned to us, and the owners graciously loan them for 6 months to a year to share them with the racing public, and then the owners pick them back up and new cars come in. What this space, our staging area, will allow us to do is to have more exhibits inside our museum, more featured exhibits, like our Salute to Champions program we've done the last several years. So we're looking forward not only to expanding our Salute to Champions program, but also bringing in other exhibits to attract more visitors and people to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and of course, Knoxville.
How long did the planning go into the staging building? How long did it take for construction? And is there anybody else, anybody you'd want to thank in regards to this building?
There are so many people to thank. It would take a long time. But, of course, our members and volunteers that helped us raise the money. It took 5 years to raise the money to build this building. So we're very gracious to everybody, all of our members, volunteers, and supporters who donated the money, and also the many people who donated their help with their businesses. One of those that comes to mind is CNC Demolition out of Des Moines. They donated the complete demolition of the old car wash that used to stand where our new staging building is, hauled everything away, and made the site ready for Newman Brothers to come in and build this wonderful brand new staging building for us. So CNC Demolition, we'd like to thank them. Also MC Power Company out of Lee Summit, Missouri, donated all the wonderful lighting and electricity and power that we have in the building, all the hookups for internal and external for the campers that come to stay with us during the Nationals. All of that was donated by MC Power, Tony Ross's company out of Lee Summit, Missouri. So we're very thankful for both CNC Demolition and MC Power Company. And probably we'd be amiss if we didn't thank our two largest donors towards this program, Don Lamberti from Casey's General Stores, and also Roger Johnson from Minnesota, who both graciously donated heavily to help us get this building completed. Without their help and all of the other donors who helped us for 5 years raise money, we wouldn't be standing in a brand new staging building right now. So it's a very fulfilling feeling to know that we've built something that will be here for a long, long time.
Now, my last question for you, Bob, is you said this building can hold over 100 race cars. How long basically will it take to get this building completely filled with vehicles? And then how often are you going to be switching them out?
We hope that the building never completely fills up, because we always want to be in a position to be able to accept donations from people that have restored race cars or race cars that are sitting in the rafters across the country. We know there are museums that from time to time across the country that have problems and they need to store things. And, you know, we're right in the middle of the country here in Knoxville, Iowa. Now we've got the facility to help not only our museum, but other racing museums, other sprint car racing museums across the country. So we're very fortunate to have this space right now, and also the space at the building down on Jackson Street where all of our archives are housed, all the printed materials, trophies, driver's helmets, and everything. So we have the space that we've needed for a long time, and it's our job now to make sure that we use the space to benefit our museum the best, to attract visitors and new fans into the Knoxville area and to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.